Blog Talk Radio.
Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and say Habari Gani to my old friends and say what's up to my new friends. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me. On the billboard, you'll notice that it has the incorrect title of our show. I wasn't supposed to be on today, but I decided to go ahead and honor the listings, because for some reason they keep bringing up Nature's Remedy, and even though I didn't schedule to be on, somehow they keep scheduling me for the whole month. I think that's a disadvantage, and I want to say for the record that that is an error. However, I still want to greet you, and I also want to meet you at the point of your need where you are right now by saying thank you so very much for supporting the show and being a part of the Care to Read Room. Yes, we have been off on a sabbatical for a while. However, we are still continuing to read our books. And today I'd like to talk to you and deviate a little bit from the topic. I hope you are out reading books and are reading some of the books that we had recommended. And we won't bore you with that, because I know some of you like to read in silent reading. And if those of you are reading silent and secretly, then thank you so much for doing so. But we'd like to bring another topic to you this evening. As you know, this is National Poetry Month, and I haven't been on that much. I have been out in the community working. So, therefore, I had to cut my time, because I have some other commitments, but nevertheless, I'd like to come on and greet you. And because this is National Poetry Month, I would like to call all the poets in and ask them to please bring their poetry, rhymes, and spoken words and come in and speak out. Our phone lines are open at 646-478-0270. We'd like to invite you to do some of your original poetry. And tonight I'll be doing a few lines of my original poetry. And I'm working on an actual collection right now. And the one that I finished already is called License to Preach. And that collection is already ready to go. And it will be available hopefully at the end of this year. We are trying to see if we're going to add more to the collection or not, but you can go out to lulu.com and you could feature and purchase my original poetry under it's up under the Garth section under lulu.com. However, the new license to preach is not on the lulu.com yet, but it is completed. So tonight I'd like to read you some of my poetry that has not been featured yet. It's going in a second and into my third volume. And this is some of the information that I have been putting together. And I hope you'll like it. And we will come back and meet you in the atmosphere. So we ask that you would just take a station identification with us and be ready to come back and do your poetry. We're going to cool down the night. Omi did have a birthday last week, so I took the time off. I'm still celebrating, so we're in a celebrating mode. So get your dancing shoes on and come on and dance with your Omi. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Omoda is a message. Stop. Take it the message to our brothers and sisters.
Celebrate our union by reading poetry. The room is open for reading poetry this evening, and I'll start the night out by kicking off some original poetry from my new collection that I have been working on, License to Preach. Now, the License to Preach collection, I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm going to do something from my new collection that I just recently started to put together. And you'll see in the reflection of some of the poems that I'll be talking about. It's talking about me regrouping and making a transition into a new life. And it'll be a little different than what my other poems have been. A little bit sadder and more love poems. So stay tuned for some of the poems. This poem is entitled Loving Me. Saw you through the darkest nights and some of the cloudiest days, but I never thought I'd see the time when you weren't loving me. Just as the storm began to blow over, I thought that you would be somewhere near. But, oh, my dear, how did I fear? And will getting over this time Stay tuned.
Well, Moses is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Let me start that portion over again for you, okay? Because we had a little interruption there. Stay tuned. Let me start that portion over for you, ladies and gentlemen. Had a little interruption. Sorry about that. And this poem is entitled Loving Me. Saw you through the darkest nights and some of the cloudiest days, but I never thought that I'd see the time when you weren't loving me. Just as the storm began to blow over, I thought that you would be somewhere standing near. But, oh, my dear, how did I fear that you were not standing there? Before you leave me behind, it isn't supposed to be this hard. No one told me about that part. Is this the only excuse that you could find as a reason for leaving me behind? And don't ask me to read between the lines, because the words I can't seem to find. Remembering during the night you used to hold me so tight, things in our relationship appeared to be all right. The funniest thing, we never even had a fight. We said that we wouldn't let anything come between us. Now you're sitting in another place, and these lonely nights I can't seem to face. Saw you through the darkest nights and some of the cloudiest days, but I never thought that I'd see the time when you weren't loving me. When you weren't loving me. I need to see much clearer now. I need to go outside in the rain. Hopefully you'll come back to your senses, and there will be no real reason for convincing for you to come back to your senses when you weren't loving me, when you weren't loving me. Now, the next poem, I'm a little out of shape here, so bear with me. The next poem is entitled, Is Needing You Wrong? Where do we go wrong? And whatever made you leave your happy home? And why have you been gone so long? All you need to do is just walk through the door. Just tell me what. What are you waiting for? You couldn't ask for much more. It's been hard to talk to you. I wonder even if I'm getting through. Is needing you wrong? Is needing you wrong? A man needs to make a woman strong. I can hear you saying, woman, I'm grown. And why don't you just leave me alone? Now, that's where you've gone wrong. And my heart is where you belong. It's been 3 years that you've been gone. 3 years that you've been gone. I thought by now that you would have at least come to your senses. Is needing you wrong? Is needing you wrong? It takes a man to make a woman strong. Even though the woman is grown, she doesn't need to be left alone. You haven't noticed that I've changed my hair and rearranged the clothes that I wear. You haven't noticed because you're not there. Look to see if I'm there. Is needing you wrong? Is needing you wrong? Now, you'll soon forget, I suppose, just what drove you off. But I bet you will regret. Haven't you noticed yet that I changed my hair? You used to give me those long glares, and you wouldn't notice because you're no longer there. I wonder if even you care. is needing you wrong, is needing you wrong. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can come into the chat room. Our chat room's open. And if you have any poetry that you'd like to share with us, now, I'd like for you to bring some of your original poetry in and share it with the group. This is National Poetry Month, and we want to welcome all those poets out there and spoken word artists and say that this chat room is dedicated this week to poetry. Now, we're almost upon the end of the month. We haven't did very much poetry in this room. As a matter of fact, we have been gone from this room. Now, if you are out there and like to call in, our number and phone line is 646-478-0270. Now, little G's, you can get up and call in. It's not that late in the evening, and be a part of this show. As you know, I do a lot of original poetry, and I'm not feeling in the mood for the topic that I'm reading on this evening. So I might even switch up and go back to some of my old poetry, or maybe even do something unique, something that is stand-up and impromptu. Now, poetry is the kind of thing where you either are feeling it and you are speaking from impromptu, from situations that you're going through. Some people like to write about their life and what they are actually experiencing. So I'm going to talk about how those poets can become creative. Now, for me, it could be literally an impromptu. And a lot of our children, we ask them to use their imagination. And we've been talking about with the children, imagination and understanding that a lot of things can come out of your psychic from imagination. So we're asking you to be creative and come in and do some impromptu poetry, and we invite you in to be a part of our poetry show. Now, we're going to play a little tune from the past, a little music from the blast, and stand by.
What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should?
Businessman to do.
welcome back, family. And we're reciting poetry this evening. We'd like to invite you in to bring your poetry. I'd like to bring you another poem, original entitled Between Me and You. Once you said you needed something more. Then I prayed and I asked God for a child born on Christmas Day. And in 9 months, he was on his way. Hold up, I know what you're about to say, that God would have sent that child anyway. But that isn't what I'm talking about, nor is it how it turned out. I'm talking about a match made in heaven between me and you. Out of nowhere, he came and changed our lives. Now, you will never be the same. Isn't it strange that both of our lives have been rearranged? Even you claim that you were sent from above. Was this a fantasy or unconditional love? Put a lavalier around my neck, something that I didn't expect. Once you said you needed something more, then I prayed and I asked God for a child born on Christmas Day, and in 9 months he was on his way. I can't help to believe that God sent a messenger on that eve just to relieve us from our grief. I'm talking about a match made in heaven between me and you. I understand why that it was necessary for a child to be born, to bond two people together. Now it doesn't matter whether we stay together. I don't know what caused this breakup. All I know is one of us better kiss and make up. Once you said you needed something more, then I prayed and I asked God for. Before you go, I want you to know that it was a child that brought a bond between us. I can still hear the words that were spoken, that threefold cord is not easily broken. And if you're having any doubt, this thing still can be worked out. Once you said you needed something more, then I prayed and I asked God for a child born on Christmas Day, and in 9 months he was on his way. I can't help for to believe that God sent a messenger on that eve just to relieve us from our grief. And once you said you needed something more, that's when I prayed and I asked God for a child that was sent on Christmas Day, and in 9 months he was on his way. I can't help to believe that God sent a messenger on that eve. I'm talking about a match made in heaven between me and you. Though I can see clearer now, and I understand how God created a match made in heaven, for it was necessary for a child to be born so that a woman wouldn't have to be scorned. Now I have no more to say, but I will continue to pray because God did answer our prayers on that day. Now I'm asking you to pray for God to give us more time to pray. Just between me and you, we were a match made in heaven. A match made in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have poetry that you would like to read, and during this month of poetry month, I encourage you to continue to write. I am attempting to continue to write as well. I'd like to say hello to all my fans out there. And I like to also say that poetry is the thing that's going on in this room. And I'd like to encourage you to be a part of poetry reading. Now, for some of you who are impromptu readers, I want to tell you that it's great to be an impromptu reader. And this is sort of like impromptu writing that I've done. And this was called Missing Link. It's time for confession. When they made a leave, it was you who left your profession. Wasn't I there to keep you from? Well, I don't want to read that one. I'm not filling that one tonight. I'm certainly not filling that. Now, if you have a poem that you would like to call in and read, please do. And I want to thank you for spending this hour with me and talking about poetry. And we'll be talking about poetry again tomorrow. We'd like to invite you back to be a part of our show and to read poetry with us. And we want to thank you so very much, and thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned.
shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood, and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth. They say God bless the child who's got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Thank you so very much for helping yourself with Ujamaa Cooperative Economics. And in possibly putting your poetry together, you can collect your poetry, create cooperative economic by marketing your products and selling them. And your wares are just as good in the community, and you can circulate your dollars in your community, ladies and gentlemen. I invite you to be an author, and I invite you to collect your poems, put them together in a collective form, and even market them. I'm in the process of trying to get my new collection together so I can have all of my collection of poems out there for you to feature. And also do feature my website so you can get the ringtone, and you can also get some free demos of some of my poetry. I'm going to be working a lot harder and smarter this season to get more of my work out there and try to get out in the community where I'm actually circulating some of my poetry. as I am out in the community now working, doing some consulting work, I will possibly be on less and less on the air. However, I'll be doing more marketing of my work and trying to get those books out there. It's been very, very drudgerous trying to get books out and needing to actually have the time to collect them and type them. But nevertheless, the poetry and the oral reading is very necessary. So I will be coming on the air throughout the month of April to do tidbits of some of the poetry that I've been working on. And please don't hold me to true form, because this poetry is emotional, and sometimes you're not feeling it. But those days when I'm feeling it, I will come on and I will do a couple of lines and two. And this particular collection has a lot to do with emotional feeling. So you're going to hear a lot more feeling from me, a lot more emotional and personal feeling in the poetry that I'm working on now. So if I'm not feeling it, sometimes it will show up in the expression of how I articulate the poetry. But nevertheless, I want you to know that this is our poetry season, and this is a time to bring out your collections and to do a line or two. So bear with me as I put these things together, as I try to come up with words to say. Sometimes my words do leave me, but I have to go and get them back. So if you have your head on straight and your ORE is leading you and you got poetry and you want to read it, you're welcome to come in this room and read it anytime. I'd like to say once again to all my fans, thank you for following me and supporting me. And thank you for being my friend. I want to thank you for being my friend. So continue to call in this room, be a part of the poetry, and also don't be an outstanding bystander looking on the outside. But come on in the chat room. We're friendly in here. We love to hear from you. So stay tuned, and we will be hearing from you tomorrow. And you'll be listening to Mrs. Maddie Harvey's baby sister tomorrow, and we'll be reading poetry again. And we'd like to invite you in. If you're reading your books, come in and talk about it.
Emoja is the message. Got to take it. The message.
Is
the message to our brothers and sisters.
Our brothers and sisters. Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow.
up, baby.